Hi, this is Kiefer. I am backstage at Bonnaroo. I have Rami and Oliver from the XX. Nice of you to stop by.
Thank you for having us. Nice to be back.
The new album is called Coexist. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But you contributed a song to the Great Gatsby soundtrack. Jay-Z compiled that. Did he contact you personally about it?
Jay-Z didn't. Baz Luhrmann did, actually. And the director, he came to a show of ours in LA, and it was kind of like we knew each other mutually through Florence, and he was the one that approached us and explained, you know, the scene he wanted us to write for, and it was nice. We felt involved.
Did you watch the scene that it's the song's together, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch the scene, or did he tell you, this is what I want?
He sort of described a mood and it sort of yearning, haunting sort of feeling. And I think, I guess he felt we could do that. And I think that's pretty much what we do. We had the song together, which was half finished, and we never made Coexist, our album. And we kind of left it. And when he described what he wanted, we revisited that song and all the lyrics and the mood suddenly sort of it became, so we sort of re-listened to it and it felt really right again. And Craig Armstrong, the composer who worked on the film, made this incredible string arrangement, and that really just took it to a whole new place for us. So it was a really very different experience for us, both working with having an orchestra on our music and also working with a director for the film.
Was it a good experience? Would you want to do it again, working on soundtrack?
Yeah, I'd love to do it as more of a whole. And
Yeah, it's a bit of a dream for us, I think. We love the soundtrack from the Virgin Suicides that Air did. They made a whole CD, and I remember listening to that when we went like a few years ago, and just loving that idea that it's just like a whole album for it. And so we'd love to do that one day, the right film.
The XX have such a unique sound, and I can't really think of anybody to compare you to. It's a wonderful sounding band, but when I listen to it on record, it doesn't sound like it's made for festivals or big arenas. How do you, when you're playing a festival like Bonnaroo or in a bigger arena, how do you embrace that environment and get what you do across to the audience?
I think something that I've been really pleasantly surprised about is that the music does sort of carry itself in a different way to listening to it in your bedroom on headphones. Maybe that's more of an intimate experience, but the same way when you play the albums sort of loud, maybe in a car or a big sound system, that the beats and the sub bass and this other layer of music comes out a lot more. And I think that's kind of what comes across on these massive festival speakers, and you know, we try and adapt the set so it becomes a little bit more, you can move to it a bit more, and we have a dance section, and I still hope that the intimacy comes across and the emotion carries, but we want to make people have a good time. And I've been pleasantly surprised how it's worked, because
I was surprised to read that neither one of you, and I think you both sing really wonderfully together, but neither one of you wanted to be singers, and you talked about having to really work at it. I think most people would have thought, I don't want to be a singer, I'll just give up. But you guys really worked at it. How did you work at it outside of just, singing a lot?
I don't think beyond being singers, we didn't want to be on stage. We didn't really want to be, the center of attention. Anyway, and it was just really just pushing ourselves. And to be honest, like I only became, truly comfortable. Well, not truly comfortable. It's a terrifying experience every time I walk out on stage, but comfortable enough to kind of play with it only about like 2 years ago, to be honest. And now I really do have fun up there, and I feel like I can perform and play with it. But just sticking at it, I suppose, and
gigging. A lot of shows, yeah.
Playing a lot of shows, yeah.
Oliver, you said that the material on this record is much different from the first record, and I'm hearing, some relationships, maybe lost love. What happened? Is this personal experiences or something that you're observing and the names have been changed to protect the innocent?
Yeah, never say a name. The difference is just I actually have experiences this time around. You know, we started writing the songs on the first album when we were about 15, 16 years old. And they were love songs, and I didn't have a ton of experience in love, to be honest. I had a huge interest in it, but it was all kind of observations and then building upon that my expectations. And this time round, I have something to write about, I suppose. Yeah.
Did you let somebody use your heart like an ashtray? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No comment. No comment. Yeah.
So you guys have played Bonnaroo before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the experience like?
Pretty wild. Compared to a lot of American festivals, you know, this, it feels quite European. There's actually mud here. And everyone's very loose, you know, in contrast to like Coachella, which everyone's gleamingly put together, and you know, it's a very different vibe. We had a great time, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, there's a bit of a tribal atmosphere here.
Yeah, yeah, tribal. That's a really good way of.
We just hope it doesn't go Lord of the Flies. Unless, you know.
Yeah.
One of the themes at Bonnaroo this year is album art. And, you know, tell us a little bit. We've got your record up there. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, it came from... the name of the album is Coexist, and that came from... I wanted to know what that rainbow effect was, the kind of oil and water creating a rainbow. And when I searched it online, it just said that oil and water don't mix. They agree to peacefully coexist. And that's where Coexist kind of came up as an option. And it's nice that it tied together, and you know, the effect is iridescence, which is, you know, light and water and, you know, this kind of natural colour spectrum that happens. And so all the artwork inside is all based around iridescence, and just got a bit iridescent mad on this album campaign. And it just kind of fitted really nicely. We wanted to keep the X, which is what we had on the first album, and just fit different images inside it. But I'm a bit obsessed with continuity and everything matching up, and so yeah, I get really into it.
Well, it certainly would stand out in a record bin, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, we're also asking everybody to tell us what your favorite Beatle album cover is. And were you guys fans of the Beatles? Did you listen to a lot?
Just, you know, like growing up with their music.
I think of my dad when I think of the Beatles.
Yeah, I think of my mum.
Yeah, massive fan. I think, you know, stepping away and just looking at the beat is, that's the White Album, right? So, I mean, I think in terms of minimalism, which I'm definitely a fan of, that's incredible. Revolver makes me think of my dad. He bought me that album. So, yeah, that's a pretty great cover. They've got great ones, actually.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say the White Album myself, but...
Oliver, how about you?
Just on the cover, the Abbey Road crossing picture was my mum actually had framed in our living room, and yeah, I guess it's just kind of like what it brings back to me. But I would say I'm shamefully, I know the songs very well, but not the albums. But I'm gonna say Let It Be, just because, yeah, classic. Oh, they're all classic, but yeah.
You know, we've had people, you know, when they looked at it, they go, well, there's something's not quite right, because there was always the English version, and then there was the American version, and it was always, you know, there was always, you know, maybe a different song lineup, or in some cases, maybe a different cover, so it can be a little confusing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you by. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
us.
It. Rami and Oliver, the band is XX. Coexist is the latest record, and we are backstage at Bonnaroo.